Parshas Vayechanan begins with the plea of Moses for divine permission to enter the promised land of Israel. Vayechanan, I pleaded with God at that time. The Medrash notes that Moses prayed 515 times, as indicated by the numerical value of the word Vayechanan. Why was Moses so anxious to enter the land of Israel? Surely it was not from a desire to eat of its fruits or to sate himself from its bounty. Rather, Moses said, many mitzvahs were commanded to Israel which can be fulfilled only in the land of Israel. Thus I wish to enter the land in order that I can observe them all. But God, for his own good reasons, did not grant him that request. This request of Moses and God's refusal teach us something very important about the concept of prayer. First of all, Moses prayed in the form of Vayechanan. This is one of 10 terms relating to prayer. It derives from the word chinun, which signifies the request for a gratuitous gift. The implication is that Moses did not ask for special consideration. He did not appeal to the credit of his many good deeds. For notwithstanding the fact that tzaddikim, the righteous, could make a claim that the reward is due to them by virtue of their goodness, they will never do so. They beseech God to grant them their request as gratuitous gifts. This practice of tzaddikim applies to all of us. All of us, too, must submit our prayers in such manner, as indeed we recite every morning in the words of Daniel's prayer, Ribono kol olamim, Master of all worlds, we present our pleadings before you not because of our righteousness, but because of your abundant mercies. To do otherwise would involve several improprieties. First of all, who of us can be so sure that our righteousness is so pure and sufficient? It is rather presumptuous and arrogant to submit a bill to God as if he owes us anything. Whatever we have, our very life and sustenance, is already a token of God's generous mercy and kindness. Secondly, even if our righteousness were sufficient, there would be something crude about relying on it. To do so would be reducing our mitzvahs and good deeds to a crass commercial transaction. Like saying, I have done something for you, now you must do something for me. True recognition of God, true service and love of God, implies, in the words of Pirkei Avot, do not be like servants who serve their master for the sake of receiving a reward. Be like servants who serve their master without any intent of receiving a reward. Indeed, Iyun Tefillah, the presumptuous calculation on prayer, to expect compensation for our prayers, is regarded as a sin. Thirdly, to try and force God's hand, as it were, is like trying to outsmart God. If our requests are proper and appropriate, the Almighty will grant them. If not, he withholds them for our own good, which he knows better than we do. All this is not to say, heaven forbid, that therefore there is no point in praying. On the contrary, by praying we demonstrate our faith in and our total reliance on God. It demonstrates our recognition of the supremacy of God and our belief in divine providence. Thus we must pray with trust and hope in God and never refrain from craving God's mercy for all material and spiritual needs and blessings. As it is said, trust in God and do good, commit your way unto God and trust in him, and he will act. And in another verse, cast your burden upon God, and he will sustain you. At the same time, however, every prayer must also conclude with the spoken or unspoken phrase of do what is good in your eyes. That is, you, God, decide what is really good and suitable for me. Your will, God, be done, and not mine. That is prayer. And all that is implied in the word Vaeschanan.